This week's Cypress Hills Destination Area Piffles player profile is a conversation with defensive back Lucchez Purifoy.
You made a huge impact in your short time here with the Riders. What is it about the Chris Jones defense that allows you to go out and make plays happen?
He let us play ball. I mean, you can't ask for too much. I mean, you can go match up on somebody all game and do stuff around that and make plays. You can't ask for nothing out of a coach, but just get it right for him. That's it.
Now, you started with the season with Ottawa, even had a pick against the Riders back in week two. What kind of happened in Ottawa, and what made it so quick for you to sign here in Saskatchewan?
No comment on the Ottawa situation. I'm done. That's over with. That's buried. Made me sign here. Look at them. Look at the defense, man. You can't, like, why not want to be a part of something like this? Like, it's a great defense. It's a great fit. They all play ball, and we all got one common goal. And when we come in here, we brothers.
So you got Ganey, Johnson, Butler, Elam, Moncrief, Marshall, yourself as well included. There's a ton of talent in that defensive backfield. In your own words, what kind of skill set do you bring this team that kind of stands out?
I guess because I'm versatile, so I can play in the box, I can cover. I know what to do when we go zones, even though we match up, so I guess I'm just that missing puzzle piece.
So kind of looking around the league, who's your favorite receiver to go up against, and who's the toughest one to go up against?
They're going to be mad at me, but I don't got a favorite receiver. I'm sorry. You come out here playing against us, I don't see nobody. I'm sorry. Like, it's just numbers. We playing a team, and that's my man. So, been the hardest receiver I faced all year. I was in the boundary. I don't see nobody, to be honest. I can't tell you I guarded somebody hard this year, to be honest with you.
All right. Now, you grew up in Florida.
Yep.
Went to school in Florida as well, too. How's the Saskatchewan weather treating you now that it's starting to get a little bit colder out?
I mean, I'm from Pensacola, so we by the water. So, the cold that's in the morning, that's what it feel like when it's around. Well, not this early, but once November come around, the end of November, December get hit, and it get cold like in the morning. So, but we don't get no snow, so I ain't used to that yet. So when that come, try ask me that again.
How did you get into football in the first place?
I was very active as a little kid. So my mom was like, you want to play football? And I was just like, my boy's doing it. So, yeah, I was 10 years old when I started playing. So.
Now, if you weren't a football player, what would you be doing right now? What would you want to be doing right now?
Probably playing basketball, running track.
So your birthday is December 16th. What's it like having a birthday so close to Christmas? Do you kind of lump them all together?
Or
do you get separate days? What do you do?
I don't get separate days, especially when you got kids. So my birthday on the 16th, I got a son birthday on the 20th, so it ain't really about me no more. So I just try to have my day, and then after that, just get everything set away for Christmas.
Who's the person that texts you the most?
My sisters and my mama. We're in a group chat. So.
What do they talk about?
They just give me encouragement. They just check on me every day. My mom was just in the hospital last week, so I've been having my phone close to me a lot. So.
She doing okay?
Yeah, she okay.
What's a typical off day like for you when you're not working out, preparing for a game?
2K, film, a lot of film. And half the time, just probably go sit in the sauna or something. Everybody? Come up here and watch film. I be up here every day, so it ain't an off day.
Everybody says 2K
the
guys playing 2K?
Yeah, man.
Who's your go-to team?
Right now, I really don't have one. I can play with anybody, but probably the Rockets.
Good choice. What's the best advice you've ever gotten in your life?
Stay down till you come up. So that, yeah. So, I mean, that means basically just walk the path until it's your turn.
All right, now a couple lightning round questions for you. Just answer really quick. What's your favorite cartoon character?
Ooh, Stewie.
Action or comedy?
Comedy. Well, no, both. I can't say that, both. Because I'm an out-of-sounder person, and he's just hilarious to me. So, but action movies, a movie got to catch my attention unless it's a comedy or a scary movie. So I'm really a fan of scary movies. So,
what's the number one Adam Sandler movie for you?
If you watch Netflix, I watched Ridiculous 6 like 7 times already. It's hilarious, bro. He just, certain stuff like he direct and he put together, like it's like, bro, how did he come up with it? But it's hilarious, though.
Sweet or salty snacks?
Sweet. I'm a candy guy, completely a candy guy.
Biggest celebrity crush?
Rihanna. Favorite. I said that, Rihanna. I did.
Well, our people will be in touch with their people. We'll look that up, all right? Your favorite cereal?
Cookie Crisp.
Board games or video games?
Video games. Video games.
And final one for you, dogs or cats?
Dogs. I don't like cats, so yeah, dogs completely. I'm a pit bull person, so.
Do you have any at all?
Yeah, I got two of them. Two blue noses. Yep.
Back at home?
Yep.
Lucchez, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much.